When do you give up? When do you give up on the thing that you really want to do, the thing that you really want to achieve, the thing that you want to put into your life? And it's been suggested that some people give up if they don't achieve something in a certain time frame. And my question would be, really, and why? What if you were building a house, for example, and you expected to move into that new house at a certain time, and if that time frame arrived and the house wasn't finished, would you just say to the builder, well, go away, don't want the house anymore, you didn't finish it in the right time frame, so go away? And if you talk to the millions of people around the world who have built a house and it didn't get finished in the time frame, that would sound really silly. I've got lots of people in my life at the moment who thought their house would be finished 3 months ago, 6 months ago, some of us even 12 months ago, not done yet. But we haven't given up on the new house because it's something that we want to put into our life. For example, what about if you are wanting to get married? And just recently, there's a lot of people that had set a date to get married. And unfortunately, they had to go into Happy Home Stay or Happy Hotel Stay, and they simply couldn't get married on the day that they wanted to. The government shut it down. So does that mean you don't get married? We couldn't get married on the day we wanted to, so we can't. Oh, that must be a sign we're not going to get married. And surely if you love somebody and you want to spend the rest of your life with them and make a commitment to them, you wouldn't give up on that commitment just because it didn't happen on the time frame. I remember when Kayman and I wanted to get married originally, we ended up going somewhere else for a mini holiday because the day that we were supposed to get married, Kayman was still married to somebody else. His divorce hadn't come through on time. So we had done all of the plans, the wedding was ready to go, and then we got a lovely letter from the legal people that said, no, you can't get married because your divorce hasn't been finalised yet. So we just had to postpone. And that's an interesting word because some people can associate postponing with procrastinating. And if you have a look at what procrastination means, putting it off until some other time, versus postpone, which I hope would mean putting it off until it gets done. So we're going to do it. We're going to make it happen. We're going to achieve it. We're going to compete. We just have to postpone. There's another classic example. Olympic Games, World Championships, lots of sporting events that have been cancelled where elite athletes had set a specific day, date, time to achieve their gold medal or to compete in a World Championship or they were aiming to be the very best in the world. But the date for their competition has been postponed. So what did they do? And I would hope from my heart to yours that if you are a champion, if you are you have the headspace of a winner, that it doesn't matter whether or not your competition was postponed, whether or not you can compete on a certain day, you would make sure that your body is ready at any time to go and do the thing that you need it to do. But that's special events and sporting events and goal achievement. But what about the normal things in life, the things that we have to put into our life every day to make sure that we live a healthy, fit, strong life? So why would we procrastinate or postpone our exercise? If I've set a goal to get up in the morning at 7 o'clock and go and exercise, why would I, and I can say postpone, but have you ever been in the situation where you've postponed your 7 o'clock exercise? And it's been a week later or 2 weeks later or a month later or never that you've gone to exercise. And I can't understand that, of course, because I've exercised every day of my life since I was 10 years old. And I share that with you because when people say I'm fanatical or weird or that's just crazy, I answer with exactly the same response every time. Have you brushed your teeth every day? Have you had a shower every day? Do you sleep every night? Do you eat food every day? And for me, that's what exercise is. It's not something that I would postpone. It's not something that I would procrastinate on. I don't need to set a time frame for when I'm going to exercise because it has become a normal part of my life. So is that one of the ways that we can make goal achieving happen, that it just becomes something that of course we're going to do? Of course I'm going to achieve that. And every time I say that, I get a vision of a Olympic runner, a 400 meter runner in Australia, Kathy Freeman. And she competed in the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney. And she's an Aboriginal woman. Can you imagine how awesome that would be to win a gold medal at an Olympic Games in your own country and you're an Aboriginal woman? And it was a powerful moment. I remember it really clearly. But it's interesting because when she won, she didn't seem overly ecstatic. And 1 year later, there was an interview with Kathy, and the interview was, how do you feel a year after you've won the gold medal? And they played her 400 meter run for her, and you could watch her face as she was watching herself win the gold medal. And even then, she didn't seem that excited. And it was interesting because the reporter said to her, Kathy, how come you're not that excited about your amazing achievement? And she said it beautifully. I had won that gold medal in my head so many times that by the time I did it, it was an of course. And I love that expression. And I've taken it on board as a very personal, Roey sets a goal and of course she's going to achieve it. What if you did that? Rather than come up with excuses and justifications and reasons and too hot, too cold, too busy, don't have time, wasn't that important? What if you just said, okay, everything I start, if I start it, I'm going to finish it, of course. If I set a goal to do it, I'm going to do it, of course. If I tell myself I'm going to get up in the morning and go for a run, of course I'm going to do that. If I tell myself that I'm going to eat healthy food, of course I'm going to do that. If I tell myself that I'm going to be a qualified exercise professional by this day, this date, this time, of course I'm going to do that. What if we just became an of course person? And that story about Kathy Freeman could have finished differently. She might not have won the gold medal. She might have tripped over. She might have got sick. There's all sorts of things that could have happened. But that story, they didn't. She set the goal. She did the training. She went to the Olympic Games and she won the gold medal for the 400 meters in her country. And what if she didn't? I've got a sneaking suspicion she would have rocked up for the next Olympics and given it another crack. It seems that the people who have a mindset of I will do it or die, I will keep going until I achieve it, I will never give up, it seems to be that those people are the ones that keep showing up and they never give up. But there's another interesting thing to consider. What if they never achieved the goal? What if Kathy Freeman never got a gold medal? What if she never went to an Olympic Games? And are there millions of people who set a goal? I'm going to achieve a certain thing. They put everything into place. They set the time frame. They've got the big reasons why to do it. They do the training. They do the study. And for some reason, they still don't achieve the goal. It's really interesting, though, because when I ask that question, and I've met lots of people like that, I'm sure you have too, is that it's the process, the purpose, the drive, the journey that often inspires people simply to be a better person. And is it possible that even if you don't achieve a goal, the journey towards the goal, the discipline, focus and commitment required to achieve the goal makes you a better person in every area of your life? And is it possible that if you just become a goal achiever, whether it's to wake up in the morning and go for a run at 7 o'clock, or to eat healthy food, or to finish everything that you started, or if you say to somebody, I'm going to do that, they can trust that you'll absolutely positively do that versus, here's an interesting question. When you open up your phone and you look at your phone contacts, the people that are in your life, obviously you know the people that you've got their telephone number in your phone. Or if the phone rings or a text message comes through and you look at your phone, you see a person's name. What's the first thing that comes into your head? Do you think happy person, positive person, grumpy person, angry person? Why are they calling me? I wish they weren't calling me. Should I answer the phone? And is it possible that everybody in our life, we have a feeling about them, we have a reputation, or they have a reputation in our headspace? Well, here's a great question. When your name pops up in somebody else's phone, when your name pops up in somebody's contact list, when somebody sees their list of email addresses and your name is in there, what do they think? Do they think, yes, that's the person that can be trusted and relied upon, and that every time they say they're going to do it, they absolutely can be trusted that they will do it, versus, oh no, that's just the person that makes promises but never keeps them. That's the person that tells everybody what they're going to do but they never do. That's the person that starts stuff and never finishes. And regardless of your reputation with other people, and ultimately it doesn't matter what other people think of us, does it? And there's a great question, because are there lots of people that have their lives have been held back because they're scared of what other people will think of them? Well, how about this? How will you feel about yourself? What will be your feeling of self-respect? How will your self-confidence grow? What will your self-esteem be like if you know that you can be trusted to do everything you promise to do? If you can look yourself in the mirror and say, when I set a time frame to achieve a goal, even if I don't achieve the goal by that time frame, I would never give up. I will overcome every challenge. I will jump over it, dig under it, blast through it, overcome it. But there's nothing that if I set my mind to do, I will not achieve. And I will keep going until I achieve the goal. And again, that's my one of my favorite quotes ever. You'll see me waving from the top or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back. I'll do it or die. And if I become that person, if you become that person, that every time we make a promise to ourselves, whether it's to wake up in the morning at 7 o'clock and do some exercise, or whether it's to achieve a big goal, a tiny goal, an enormous goal, a goal that everybody else tells us is not possible, if we want to do it and we set our mind to it and we focus on it and we're committed to it, and there's an interesting expression, commitment. What does that actually mean? And my favorite example of that is breakfast time. The chicken is involved, but the pig is committed. So the chicken gives us eggs, and it's not a life-changing experience. But for the pig, if you eat bacon for breakfast, the pig was totally committed. And the very first time I heard that, yes, I had a giggle, but I made a commitment to myself that I would always be the pig. If I promise to do something, I will do it or die. And if I live my life like that, if you live your life like that, how will we feel about ourselves? And even if other people are nasty to us or gossip about us or criticize us or aim to pull us down or tell us that we can't do it, is it possible that if we have developed that kind of attitude, a never give up attitude, regardless, one of my favorite words when it comes to goal setting, I will achieve this regardless. I will do it. You'll see me waving from the top or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back. I will do it or die. If you tell yourself every time you make a commitment, you make a promise, you even make a date or an appointment, you always show up, you always do, you never ever let yourself down, let alone other people down, is it possible that we might even be happy? Is it possible that we're miserable or grumpy or angry or we have low self-esteem because we make promises to ourselves and we don't keep those promises? What if every time you make a promise, you make a commitment, you keep the promise, you achieve the goal, you do whatever it takes, you are a goal achiever regardless? And there's a lot of people in the world who set goals and they get on social media and they tell everybody all about it. This is what I'm gonna do. But what if instead of becoming a teller of what I'm going to do, we become a doer of what we told ourselves or what we promised ourselves we would do? And then does it matter if we have one friend or 50,000 friends on social media? Does it matter if everybody unfriends us or cuts us off or blocks us? Does it matter? Because if I love who I am, if I respect who I am, if I can trust myself to do what I promised I'm going to do, how will that make me feel on a day-to-day basis? How will it make you feel? What a great question.